Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Post Captain by Patrick O'Brien, narrated by Patrick Tull. This work, copyrighted 1972 by Patrick O'Brien, is recorded by arrangement with George Borchardt Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 2001 by Recorded Books. In 1799, General Napoleon Bonaparte returned from Egypt a famous man. A five-man executive directorate had been ruling France since the execution of Robespierre, but the failure of the directorate to cope with internal problems had pushed it to the edge of collapse. The ambitious Napoleon hoped to use his widespread popularity to sweep to power. Ultimately, he used troops to drive out the assemblies, allowing a small group of supporters to vote through a new constitution, and created a ruling body of three consuls assisted by an appointed senate. Napoleon then made use of a new device, the plebiscite, in which the constitution and the new first consul were approved by a popular vote of 3 million. Once in power, Napoleon acted swiftly to achieve peace in Europe. After a surprise crossing of the Alps, he shattered Austrian power in the Battle of Marengo in 1800, forcing a peace treaty by which Austria recognized all the conquests of the Revolution. With this, the British government lost her last continental ally. The war was costing dear, and the people on both sides were weary of it. British trade was being severely affected. Negotiations were begun with the London Cabinet, and Napoleon strove to drive a bargain renouncing all claims on Egypt. In March 1802, the Treaty of Amiens was signed. It was, and could only be, a truce. And now, Post Captain.